many people might have heard about the recent death of an American national in the occupied territories this past weekend. Rachel Corey from Olympia, Washington, died of injuries due to being run over by an Israeli bulldozer in Rafah, Palestine. Rachel was working on the ground in the occupied territories with the International Solidarity Movement, which is an international group which engages in nonviolent direct action against the Israeli occupation and in support of the Palestinian people. The Israeli army was attempting to bulldoze a Palestinian home in Rafah. Rachel Corey stood in the way of the bulldozer, clearly marked, and was crushed. This is the first death of an international activist on the ground in the occupied territories since the beginning of the Second Intifada. And joining us on the line to speak about Rachel's death is Greg with the International Solidarity Movement of Chicago. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
You were there when Rachel died.
Yes.
So can you speak about what exactly happened? We're getting many different reports about what went down.
The specific details of the incident was there were two houses. There's a neighborhood in Rafah, which is on the borderline of Egypt. Rafah is a divided city. It used to be one city that stretched across both Palestine and Egypt, and it was divided in two more than 20 years ago. So half of Rafah is now in Egypt and half is in Israel. There's a neighborhood in Rafah that is on this borderline. The Israeli army seeks to demolish houses along this line in order to kind of clear away any space between the town of Rafah and the border. I'll tell you the specifics of it. There are two homes in this neighborhood where we, with the International Solidarity Movement, have been staying for more than 3 months. They're the homes of families. They're nice, wonderful people. They're families with whom both Rachel and I have been staying for a long time. We received a call from these families on that afternoon that there were two bulldozers in the area accompanied by a tank. Rachel, I, and six other members of our group went to the scene and attempted to place ourselves between the bulldozers and these houses. These houses were especially important to us because we had a personal relation with these families. So over the course of about 2 hours, we placed ourselves in front of the bulldozers. The bulldozers would come towards us, push us a little bit, and sometimes put us in a fair amount of danger, but then they would retreat. Sometimes they would just push over trees and brush and rubble. Sometimes they would look like they were making directly for a house. We couldn't tell what they were doing. Basically, they were trying to evade us, to work around us, but we were determined to save these houses because they were our very close friends. The houses of our very close friends. In the specific time, after about 2 hours, Rachel was standing in front of the house of a man named Dr. Samir. She was standing alone because our group had spread out since the bulldozers had been trying to kind of circle around us and go try to get around us. So she was standing in one position alone. She was wearing an orange fluorescent jacket. She was clearly visible as the bulldozer approached her from more than 10 meters away. It approached her at approximately 2 miles an hour, building up a pile of earth in front of it. Then as it finally reached her, it pushed the ground up from beneath her feet. For a time she was like riding up on the pile of earth, then the pile began to suck her under. She began to be buried in the pile. At this point, she began to struggle to try and get away, but the bulldozer continued to drive. The other members of our group shouted and screamed at the bulldozer, but it continued to drive, and she was pushed to the ground, and the bulldozer drove completely over her with the blade all the way to the ground. Then the bulldozer backed up and drove back over her with the blade to the ground. We ran to her. She was extremely, extremely injured, suffering. She had a broken, fractured skull, fractured ribs, internal bleeding. She only said a few words. The only words she said to us were, "I think I broke my back," and then she wasn't able to speak anymore. We just asked her to breathe with us. We asked her to hold our hand, and we spoke with her until the ambulance came, and it took her away. Upon reaching the hospital, approximately 10 minutes later, she was dead.
Can you speak about the way that the IDF has responded to the death of Rachel Corey, the ISM activist killed?
For the most part, the statements I've heard from the IDF have ranged between meaningless apologies to lies and misinformation. The lies I've heard included that she was standing behind a wall, or that a rock hit her, or something like that, and it wasn't the bulldozer. I've heard numerous varying reports. I've heard that the bulldozer's windows were too small, so the driver couldn't see her. I've heard them say that she was not visible to the driver, that she tripped and fell in front of the bulldozer. All of those things are lies. She was wearing an orange fluorescent jacket, standing clearly visible in front of the house, not even near to any wall or rock or anything. The bulldozer was the only thing responsible for her death.
Can you speak perhaps about these types of occurrences, the deaths of in this case, international solidarity movement activists who traveled to the occupied territories to stand in solidarity with the Palestinian people. But in your experiences and what you have viewed, how do these types of occurrences and events play out on a daily basis towards Palestinian people?
Well, like this, not specifically bulldozers, but more specifically random shootings and killings occur on a daily basis amongst Palestinians. On the same day that Rachel was killed in Rafah, there were two other people killed in Rafah, two other Palestinians. Of course, none of us hear about that because it's such common knowledge, and there's, I would say, almost an inherent racism or something in the mind of the media or the general public or just. It's somewhere that the lives of the Palestinians, I think it's just that they feel less real to people. People don't understand. People dismiss them as being terrorists when they're not. They're just normal people. In the past, since I've come to Rafah 1 month ago, more than 200 people have been killed in the Gaza Strip. And we don't hear about it. I mean, it does make the news, but it doesn't make big news. Whereas any time a bus bomb goes off in Israel, it's front page news. In Rafah, there are shootings on a daily basis. The Israeli army fires randomly through the streets. Even we, as clearly marked internationals, have to take care and sometimes duck and dodge the bullets because sometimes the Israeli army is just firing randomly.
Can you speak a little bit about your organization, the International Solidarity Movement, and its work in the occupied territories?
We're a movement of individuals from around the world who have some understanding or desire to learn about the situation in Palestine, and come here because we have sympathy for the Palestinian people, and we feel that their message is not accurately portrayed across the world. So we come here to stand in solidarity with them, meaning that we place ourselves in their position, and we will live the lives that they live and do our best as international people to help them.
What do you see as happening in the occupied territories in the coming weeks? Bush has made a 48-hour deadline for Saddam Hussein to exit Iraq. Many people are speaking about the reality that with an attack on Iraq, there will be an even harsher crackdown on the Palestinians by the part of the on the part of Israel and the IDF. Do you see this as happening, and how do you see the ISM as related to getting this these realities out there if they do go on?
I believe it's a very grave danger that once a war in Iraq begins, there will be increased hostilities in the Palestine. Potentially, Gaza Strip, which is where I've been for the past month, may be completely invaded. There's potential for transfer of the Palestinian people, which is moving them, attempting to push them over the borders, or attempting them to push huge masses of people to other, even in the West Bank, possibly to other parts of the West Bank, and to expand the Israeli settlements, which are already present in the West Bank and the Gaza Strip, and to basically steal more of the Palestinian land, which the Palestinians cannot afford to lose because their population is much too large for the amount of land that they have already. So I don't know exactly what will happen. I can't predict, but I will predict for sure that the Israeli army will use the Iraq war to do what it wants under the cover of the media attention focused on Iraq and the excuse that the terrorists in Palestine are posing a greater threat than ever, which is blatantly not true.
You witnessed a very terrible thing, the death of Rachel Corrie. How does this make you feel as an international activist? As you mentioned, this happens on a daily basis to Palestinians, and often people do not blink an eye. But after witnessing Rachel's death, how do you feel about the ISM, your work on the ground there?
Well, first of all, as Rachel's friend, I have to speak first as Rachel's friend, because although I've only known her for a month, but working in such close conditions, you form friendships very quickly. And I felt extremely close to Rachel, and as a friend, I'm deeply in mourning for her loss, and I feel that it was a terrible waste and a terrible tragedy. As an international activist, it makes me scared to know that the Israeli army didn't care about Rachel. They didn't care that she was a citizen of the United States, despite the statement of George W. Bush that an attack on an American citizen is an attack on the United States, in reference to the war on terrorism. That is obviously not the case, because the Israeli army attacked an American citizen and nothing is happening. The United States has left it up to Israel itself to investigate this case. As far as ISM goes, we will continue to do what we can. In the event of the Iraq war, in the event of an invasion, our greatest possible role may be working with ambulances and just being there as observers, attempting to document and get the news to the world.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Sure, you're welcome.
That was Greg of the International Solidarity Movement from Chicago. He is on the ground in the occupied territories and witnessed the recent death of Rachel Corrie, an American from Olympia, Washington, who died due to being run over by an Israeli bulldozer as she was trying to prevent it from demolishing a Palestinian home in Rafah. We are now going to hear an interview which Rachel did shortly before her death at a radio station in Olympia, Washington. Here's a short clip to give people a sense of the type of person which was lost at the hands of the Israeli Defense Forces.
I'm outside of Rafah, which is a town of about 140,000 people on the border of Egypt with the southwestern Gaza Strip. And Rafah is about 60% refugees. There was a town existing here prior to 1948, but most of the people here are the families of people relocated here during 1948. And where I am is a water well, the Bir Maya in Arabic, outside on the north, the northwestern side of Rafah, between Rafah and a pretty large, large settlement out towards the ocean. And the reason that I'm here is because, about a week and a half ago now, in the night, there was an incursion, which happens pretty much every night here. And the Israeli Defense Forces destroyed the two largest water wells that provide over 50%.
And that was an interview, or a segment of an interview, which was recorded with Rachel Corey, the international activist who was murdered within the last couple of days by the Israeli Defense Forces in Rafah. She died due to being run over by an Israeli bulldozer, as she was clearly marked as an international, holding a megaphone in her hand, attempting to prevent the demolition of a Palestinian home. This, of course, these type of events, the shootings, the bombings, the destructions of homes happen on a daily basis and has meant the death of thousands of Palestinians since the beginning of the Second Intifada. The International Solidarity Movement is a network of people throughout the world which organizes nonviolent direct actions in coordination with people throughout the globe and led by Palestinians to resist the ongoing Israeli occupation. To get more information about the ISM, the International Solidarity Movement, you can visit www.palsolidarity.org.